It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We still have a window on Iran's political turmoil despite the government's efforts to close it. Iran has blocked or slowed down many websites and email services, yet some messages are still getting through. In a moment, we'll find out how a man in Oklahoma is helping that to happen. Iran's government has also sent home many Western journalists, but some reporters have the right to stay because they are Iranian nationals. One is Borzud Aragahi of the Los Angeles Times. We asked him about the protests and about the government's response.
It hasn't been really mass arrests. People have been arrested, and generally a lot of the people who are arrested are held overnight, you know, roughed up a bit and let go with a warning in an attempt to quiet them and intimidate them. At this point, it seems like both sides are kind of gauging each other's limitations and capabilities. Neither side is quite sure how far the other side is willing to go in terms of pressing its demands.
So what have the demonstrations been like as they've moved from day to day?
Well, these are very, very large gatherings of people. And it's interesting from what we understand that, you know, as the days have gone on, these demonstrators have been gathering with increasing confidence and motivation, and less worry about the consequences of being at these events. Generally, people are quiet. They don't want to chant slogans because they're afraid that it'll provoke the authorities. And they hold up signs that say, "Where is my vote?" And many of them wrap green bandanas or fabric around their faces, around their mouths, to shield their identities from the ubiquitous security officials that are watching from the sidelines or perhaps from adjacent buildings. There's a worry among some people that the government will wait for these things to die down and then one by one go after some of the people at these demonstrations. There seem to be some, I wouldn't call them ringleaders, but people who are experienced at organizing this kind of stuff, and they kind of do a little bit of crowd management, move the people over so that the cars can pass, tell people to stop and let the people catch up. And those folks, from what we understand, are former or longtime student activists, university activists, women's rights activists, and those folks are the ones who mostly shield their faces.
Might some of these be activists who remember being activists in 1979 when Iran had a revolution?
You know, this whole thing, although there's all sorts of people who are involved in this from all walks of life, especially the march on Monday and the one Wednesday yesterday, this is a movement that is being driven by the young people who don't remember the revolution. They weren't even born anywhere near the revolution. Many of them were born 9, 10, you know, 11, 12 years after the revolution, you know, so they don't remember. They've only heard about this from history books and classes, so they don't have that kind of background. But there is a very strong possibility, because of the unique nature of the coalition that's formed, that there are people behind the scenes who are even pillars of the establishment who are providing logistical other types of support. I'm thinking namely the kind of so-called pragmatic, conservative, old guard, such as Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is explicitly against Ahmadinejad.
One other thing, we know what the protesters don't like. They feel that the election was stolen from them. But do they know exactly what they want? Do they know exactly what they want the government to do that the government might agree to do?
Well, let me just be kind of carefully clear about what this is kind of about in our assessment. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad represents a certain segment of the Iranian population, and perhaps maybe even a majority, a pious, lower middle class, very distinct segment of the Iranians. But there are other types of Iranians. There's ethnic minorities, religious minorities, there's secular liberals, there's pious Iranians who nonetheless are much more tolerant than that particular segment. And the problem that people have with Ahmadinejad is that he rules and he governs in a style as if none of those others matter or exist, and that only his segment counts. And that's the root of the problem at this point, because it's not really about an election, it's about Ahmadinejad.
That's Borzu Dereghahi, reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Tehran.